Well, these are two different indicators that measure different aspects of the labor market. One of them is household-based. The unemployment rate is based on a household survey, and it measures just what was a person doing the reference week of the 12th. Did they have a job, or were they seeking a job, or were they doing something else? And the other survey for jobs surveys business establishment. It's a much larger survey than the household survey, and it covers a lot more workers. So we really feel that our establishment survey, the job count, is the better economic indicator between the two when you look at unemployment rates and job count. So they are measuring different things, how they account for a strike, how they account if you have more than one job, you're counted as two jobs, whereas in the household survey, you're counted as an employed person, whether or not you have one job or two. So there's a number of definitional differences between the two series, but the sample size is really what determines for us the reliability of the indicator. So we think the job count is the better indicator, and it is showing positive job growth for Florida.